Hey man, describe for me, please, in detail, your Jamaica strip club experience.
That's funny. Crazy, 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 crazy.
Like when did you go to the spot?
It was like when I was on vacation, just like trying to experience the scenery. When I was with my sisters and them, they just told me the spot was popping, so I was just like, check it out.
Yeah, you definitely experienced the motherfucking scenery.
Yeah.
Like, when I imagine a Jamaican strip club, I just imagine like super bad chicks just doing all kind of wild ass dances.
That's
And
funny.
like, man, did you tip good when you went in the spot, or you was just on some stingy
Man.
shit that night?
I probably just on some looking stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, just checking it out. Because all the scenes we have be litty. Like the
Yeah.
party scenes, the Caribbean scene, it'd be lit. So even that club environment was crazy.
Oh man.
So.
How long y'all had stayed over there in Jamaica, bro? Was this your first time like going?
Nah, definitely not. I was just there to check out some family and stuff like that. But how long was it? Probably like 2, 3 years ago I went. Yeah. Almost every year I try to go. Since that little pandemic we had, I didn't go as much. Yeah. But usually be like every year.
Like, is visiting Jamaica one of those things, dog, that you feel like make you appreciate your roots? Because like all your people from Jamaica, right?
Yeah, definitely my ethnicity. I appreciate it to the fullest. It just makes you grateful, you know what I mean? And just see the beautiful talent out there and just hardworking people. It's a blessing, man, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine, dog, you know what I'm saying? Because I know for a fact, music-wise, Jamaica has a strong history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, who would you put on your Mount Rushmore reggae list?
Okay.
Four people. Give me a good four.
Four.
Yeah. Don't even worry about pissing whoever off.
Okay. I'll put Michael Starr myself.
Okay.
I'll
Check
put
your
Bounty Killer,
list.
Vybz Kartel, and I'll put my dad, Mikey Spice. And
Mikey Spice.
there's just so more. There's so many of them. Yeah. It's so many of them. It's hard to do Mount Rushmore. It's
Yeah,
like a
bro.
million.
Yeah, and then it's like over here, we don't be privy to all the good reggae shit that come out all the time because it's like a slew of artists.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Only a lot of times we don't really get to hear it till the song just hit mainstream.
Facts.
And not knowing, I learned this myself as a reggae lover, the best shit is the shit that's not even mainstream.
That's true. That's,
Like
yeah.
Vybz Kartel got so much dope shit. Vybz Kartel probably got 20 years worth of music
He does, yeah.
that you probably would never hear on the radio. And that shit hard as fuck.
Yeah, that's very, very true. A lot of the radio don't want to play a certain type of music, but once you reach the clubs and the venues and the parties, that's a legend right there.
Exactly. I got put on by Vybz Kartel. I used to date this chick. She was a veterinarian from Las Vegas, and that's all she listened to, cause her people was from like Barbados or some shit.
Okay.
So that's all she fucking listened to. So every time I'm in Vegas, nigga, I'm bumping some Vybz Kartel. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Before then, I ain't know shit about too many people, but Popcorn, fucking, you know, Sean Paul. Other than that, I know way more about Afrobeats music than you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I always just find a reggae playlist and let it rock.
Okay.
Not knowing nobody's name type shit.
Who's your favorite Afrobeat artist?
It gotta be between, damn, I'm about to tell you, dog. I got a couple. I got a couple. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Afro B, but I don't like to say just the mainstream niggas, man. You
I
know
feel
what I'm
that.
saying? Like DeVito. Like, who ain't gonna say DeVito? This nigga like the fucking Michael Jackson of Afro Beats, nigga. know what I'm saying? I like Shenseea.
Okay.
I like Shenseea.
You'll put her in the Afrobeats category?
Nah, I really wouldn't. She really reggae.
Yeah, she good international.
Yeah.
She big.
You know what I'm saying? My favorite out of all goddamn Afrobeats, definitely Tim's.
Okay.
Definitely Tim's, bro, because I feel like Tim's, she one of those artists, bro, when she does her thing, she, whatever she's feeling, she puts it on the track, and it allows you to damn near feel what she feeling as she was laying it down.
Mm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who you think is an artist that does that for you?
Michael Jackson?
Mm.
Yeah. The greatest, if not one of the greatest. Check. I study him almost every day. You know what I mean? Him, Chris Brown, James Brown.
Okay.
I'm looking at a lot of James Brown performances even more. Because when I was a kid, I've done musicals and plays and such. So we had to study Michael Jackson, James Brown, Temptations. You know what I mean? People like that. Frankie Lyman.
Yeah. That goddamn. You said one then.
Yeah.
Fucking Frank. Nigga, you might know some.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frankie Lyman was that guy, bro. I just hate that he was just at that young age and getting swallowed up by drug use like that.
Yeah,
like, sad. This nigga was 14, 15 years old, strung out on heroin. That shit sad as fuck, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, that's some unimaginary shit. I ain't doubt that it still go on now, but you wouldn't think back in the fucking 50s, niggas was 14 on heroin, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just hate how fucking drugs come through and just fuck up a nigga. It can elevate your career.
Yeah.
Because cocaine, it made some great music.
Check.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But, like, think about the shit that we got from cocaine, bro. We got a lot of goddamn Rick James classics off cocaine, man.
Man, those guys be so high within life. They're so high, like literally. At the top of life, it looks like they just can't handle it and probably just go that route. Can't sleep.
Yeah.
Music. You think about music so much, you can't sleep. Now you want to take pills. Now people nowadays is the pill takers. So.
Yeah. I don't knock them, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just at a point in my life where I'm too old to be starting new drugs and shit.
That's crazy.
Like, nigga, I'm 38 years old. You know what I'm saying? The only drug I really tried was weed. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Some chick tried to get me to try shrooms with her. I thought about it. I still might try shrooms one time.
Okay.
You tried shrooms before?
Mm, never. Nah, never.
You don't smoke weed either, huh?
Yeah, weed.
Weed?
Ganja.
Okay. Know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, nah. How she described shrooms to me, I was like, damn, that might be kind of fun. Mm. You know,
what was it, this year she asked you to do that?
Yeah, it was like last week, nigga.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
But, yeah, we ain't got into the shroom yet. So, next time I see you, I might got a shroom story for you.
That's crazy. I got to hear that one.
Yeah.
I gotta hear that one.
I'm definitely, if I try this shit, I gotta try this shit at home. I don't want to be out in public and this shit hit me.
And then you go crazy.
Yeah.
That first time you just in public, probably.
Yeah, man. Bro, what do you feel like inspires you to just get in your music bag, man, and just make you say, damn, let me take this reggae shit to the next level?
Yeah, it's probably the passion, because at first I my main focus was like international pop music, R&B, but as I got older, my passion for it grew and grew, and just the willing to study more and just practice every day. It's just, yeah, I just felt I had to do dancehall music.
Mm.
Just the way I always dance. Me and my friends, you know, hit them folks and all that. We done so many sessions in the summertime every day, just dancing, and just the feeling of the instrument of the music is just, it just calls me, says me.
Okay. So, would you, see, that's another thing. I'm glad you pointed out dancehall. Mm. Is it really a big difference between reggae and dancehall?
The sound may be different. I don't think people categorize it as dancehall. Some people just say reggae.
Oh.
Because, yeah, I think it was in a dancehall environment for it to be dancehall, like an actual venue. So, yeah, the sound of the music is definitely different. Just more clubby, more boom, 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 boom. And then reggae is that doom, 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 doom. Yeah. So it's just the feeling. You'll hear it.
I see the difference now, you know what I'm saying? Now that I'm starting to think about it. And you'll have reggae artists that make dancehall.
Yeah, dancehall music, yeah. Give it that dancehall twang. Even in the reggae vibe, you'll hear the dancehall twang and the meaning and just the usage of it, the melody.
Yeah. Let's talk about this new single, man, you dropped this week.
Okay. Yeah, 7 o'clock featuring Bounty Killer, Bodson.
What's up?
Bounty Killer on that motherfucker?
Man, dream runners. Grateful.
Man, let's talk about that, bro. Let's go from the songwriting process to the studio to finishing that shit, man.
Man, that was a long process. So I heard the beat in the studio with my Uncle George, and I don't know, I just thought of 7 o'clock. I was just thinking of 7 o'clock when I just heard the beat. It was crazy. So I finished the song at my studio, and I just wanted to have Bounty on it. It was just a dream. It was a goal, like, to have a reggae song complete that I can be like, let me get one of the people I listen to give me critique.
Yeah.
Basically, you know what I mean? So we heard it and just sent it back.
Okay.
Got the send back. Yeah, man. It was a month process for sure. It wasn't quick.
A month process?
It was probably like a good 3 months.
Damn. What made it a 3 month process? Like getting him to just be like, catch him at the right time to be like, hey, I'm going to do this shit or what?
Catch him at the right time. Especially when you're working with a producer, sometimes they want to remake the beat. That may take some time.
Oh.
I may say certain things people may hear and be like, switch it. I may switch some of the lyrics. That may take time. So it'd be the studio process taking time and sending it to him already. You know, you got to let him vibe and let him go crazy. Yeah.
Damn. What was that? Because I take it, since you wanted him on that track, he got to be like one of your heroes in this shit.
Yeah, man. Definitely study his stage presence. Bounty is one of them. The reasons why we love, you know, greatness like Vice Cartel and all them people.
Mm.
They merge, definitely. So, yeah, man, big up the General. Big song, Bounty Killer, man.
All right, that's dope, bro. All right, matter of fact, man, let's start this motherfucking show, man. And we finna get into some of this Michael Star shit, man.
Yes, sir.
What this shit called? Turn Up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, platform.
Y'all gonna stream this shit, man. Hey. Hey. Hey, man. Mike. I want them all them little bad guys out there. I want them to go hit that dirty wine. Dirty wine for me. Dirty wine for me. Dirty wine for me. Hey. Hey. Hey, y'all know that shit. Hell, man. Hey, man, y'all gonna stream this shit, man. Hey, turn up. Hey,
check.
Hey, man, yeah. welcome to a brand new episode of Check Runners Podcast, baby.
Yes, sir.
The biggest podcast in the world. I am your favorite cousin at the cookout, Rico Ramirez. And if you can't tell by now, I'm cuncher than a motherfucking bowl of grits. And I love this shit, man. I got my dog Michael Starr in the building, man.
Yeah, man, you done know the thing, sir.
Man, speak that pot twice, shit on him, man.
Yes, sir. It's your boy Michael Starr, man. You already know. 7 o'clock. Yeah, man. Bud song.
Oh, man.
Check runners.
Man, y'all niggas some whiz, man. Hey, man, you ain't bringing niggas no goddamn curry and gold or nothing up in that motherfucker, man.
Man, the restaurant's closed, man. traffic calling right now, man.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I had some curry chicken so fucking good earlier, dog.
Yeah, I had that the other day. That's crazy.
Oh, man. Like, yeah. I get bit. You probably don't even like eating Jamaican food like that no more, huh?
I mean, always. Yeah, man. Always. The dish is a dish, especially when mama make it a butt.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Mom do still get busy on that shit.
Jerk chicken, curry chicken, plantain, ackee, sawfish.
Hey, I fuck with that Aki. See, I thought probably like Caribbean food to you would be like how soul food is to me. Like, I grew up like on some country shit in the country, so I can't just eat fucking soul food every day. Especially like collard greens, my nigga. I'm fucking traumatized, nigga. Check. Nigga, my mama cooked fucking collard greens every goddamn day, man. Like, she probably chopped fucking collard greens up and put them in my baby bottle, nigga. Nigga was riding that bitch lifting up a whole goddamn Buick, goddamn LeSabre when he was 5 years old, eating all that collard green cornbread and shit, man. like real shit, bro. Nigga, we used to be swole as a motherfucking woo kid, man, eating all that shit.
Crazy, yeah.
Nigga told myself, you play football. No, nigga, I eat soul food. Eat them goddamn collard greens, cornbread, boy.
Yeah, man.
Like, for real,
the
bro.
The mighty muscle food.
Man, I promise you, dog. Mm-hmm. Man, what foods you really fuck with heavy besides, like, Caribbean food?
Probably some New York-style pizza. Yeah. I was just in Jersey for BRT weekend not too long ago, and where we were staying at, they had like a New York style pizza in the hotel.
Mm.
I was eating that almost every day, man.
For real?
Going crazy.
Goddamn. Yeah. And then you still at that age where you can eat a bunch of bullshit and be good. And nigga, I eat 2 slices of pizza, nigga. I got to go hit the gym for 2 weeks straight, nigga, with no food, nigga. I even smell some pizza, nigga. I'm finna gain 5 pounds in this bitch, nigga. Like, for real, bro. Man, tell me some more about your pops, man, because he was kind of like your introduction to music, right?
Not necessarily, but yeah, big influence for sure. My mom introduced me to music when I was around, like, I'll say 7 and 8. She saw a sign of an open house so I could start doing like plays and tributes and musicals and stuff like that as a young age. So she really introduced me to the love of it. But, yeah, my dad plays instruments, a big reggae artist, by the name of Mikey Spice. So yeah. I saw him play some instruments in the studio when I was young, and saw him in the studio. It made me want to work.
Okay. Sure. Your dad's still alive?
Yeah. Yeah, he's still alive.
How y'all relationship?
It's good. It's good. I still want, you know, to show him, like, I love music, and this is what I do, so I'm at that age, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. We have a good relationship. It's pretty cool.
You feel like with him having so many deep roots in music, you feel like you got something to prove to him?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe not, because I don't want it to seem like I really want to prove him nothing, but I do want to show him, like, you know, your son is doing good.
Yeah, nigga, I'm on my shit too now. Don't be bullshit, Pops.
Don't be going crazy.
I'm on your ass now.
Yeah.
Stop playing with me, dog.
Yeah, definitely that father-son trying to show you got what it takes. For sure.
That's dope, man. I know your mom's basically like your manager, right?
Yeah, for sure. Helped me out a big much. Big time.
Man, speak on that, having a mom as your manager, bro.
Man, she been helping me out since I was young, so we on the road, we still doing it, we still working, man. At first, when I worked with King's Recordings, who I'm previously signed with, I wanted her to relax, you know what I mean? But she picked it right back up and wasn't playing no game, so
yeah,
we just working.
That's dope, man. Is it difficult, like, separating the two? Like, damn, this gonna be you my mama right now. Okay, damn, you my manager right now. Like, how that is?
Yeah, sometimes it's difficult, especially when if that's your mom. You know, certain things you may not take serious because you think you could just chill and relax, but nah, sometimes work is work, and they go put their foot down.
Yeah,
this ain't mama time. This is work time. For sure.
Yeah. Is it certain things you feel like she just don't respect you on? Cause she, cause sometimes, you know, mamas got that thing. They like, nigga, I'm your mama, so I can do this shit.
Yeah, especially gonna be, it's gonna be some times where she, you know, try to reprimand some stuff, and of course help me out. But I think it all comes from love. You know, when mom speaks, it just coming from maybe they went through it, maybe not in the music field, but just emotionally, probably a circumstance or how you're dealing with certain things, or maybe how you're talking to producers or the way you're going about business on the road. So, yeah, she'll speak up for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I know for a fact I could not work with my mama as my manager. Nigga, mom. No, nigga. I would be bald headed as fuck. My mama would stress me the fuck out, nigga. So I commend y'all on that shit. And she'll be trying to eat soul food every goddamn day.
More color
like,
green.
Bro, my mama is like one of them old school country women, bro. She's set in her ways. Like I can come around her eating like some lamb chops. Or some up-to-date fly shit. And she be like, oh, that look good. But as soon as I take her to a spot like that, she do not care for that shit.
Yeah.
It don't matter where we go, my mama gonna order the same shit, catfish. We're at a fucking steak restaurant. She trying to order catfish. Nigga, yeah. We at Juice of Crab. Y'all got catfish? Mama, no. Like, man, try some new shit, man. Like, I've been trying to get her to try some goddamn Caribbean shit, because that's damn near all I eat is Caribbean food.
Yeah.
People be thinking, I'm from Jamaica.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite restaurant around here?
It's this spot called Polly's 2, and it's another one called Golden Tropical. You know what I'm saying? It's on, it's round the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I go to Golden Crust if that's the closest thing there.
Yeah, if it's just there, yeah, man.
Yeah, because, you know, Golden Crust, to me, that shit, like, basically, like, the McDonald's of fucking Caribbean food.
Like Panda Express.
Yeah. It's like, it's Caribbean food, but,
You probably just got to go on a good day.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, the one by my crib, like, it's decent.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't because it'd be like actually Jamaicans end up making that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if I ever get to the point I go and go to Crust and they got like white people back there in the back talking about some goddamn, we got jerk chicken, like, nigga, no, I'm not eating that shit. I'm leaving. Shut this shit down. Man, you know how that is, bro, because you done been in a restaurant, bro. You might go to a fucking Chinese restaurant, nigga. You don't see no but Mexicans in the back.
That's
cooking.
Hilarious.
So,
that's funny.
So it's like, is that really authentic Chinese food?
They gotta go through the cookbook, man. They gotta work through that cookbook.
Yeah, it's just like I want to try a soul food spot and they got white people in the back. You can always tell the difference between a white people soul food spot and a black people soul food spot.
how you can tell?
Cause the white people soul food spot is gonna be called fucking Big Hank Southern Cooking or some shit. Black people spot, that shit gonna be called goddamn Big Mama Soul Food.
That's Big Mama's. That's facts.
Yeah. And it's a very big difference between Southern cooking and soul food, my brother.
Yeah.
Like,
especially the taste. The seasoning for sure.
Man, definitely, bro. Please bring your own seasoning to a Big Hank Southern Cooking. Oh, man. Tell me about a time in your life, bro, where you almost lost your love for this music shit. I know you had one.
Probably, man, I don't even know. Maybe when I was around like 18, 19. I don't really lose the love for it, but I do get sad at times, you know, especially when you're practicing and you're working and you just strive for greatness, and it just takes patience, you know what I mean? So around that age, I was probably, you know, just sad, not really losing the love for it, but just, you know, you gotta pick yourself up sometimes.
Yeah. So you're a self-motivator.
Yeah, man. Definitely competitive. I like seeing other artists work. When I see other artists have emotion, I'm like, oh, bet. I gotta have some motion. Gotta move, gotta work.
Oh.
Yeah, so when they working, I wanna work too, so it's good. And then, yeah, facts.
Hey, man, that's some good shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a self-motivator also. And people don't understand what comes with that shit mentally.
Yeah. They don't.
You know what I'm saying? Because some people can probably go watch a fucking YouTube video and see somebody, you got to do this. You got to raise yourself up. You got to go. You got to be fight like a lion and hear that and be like, oh, shit, I'm motivated. But that shit don't do nothing for a nigga like me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when you're a self-motivator, we got to find things that we can lean on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
True or no, you know what I'm saying, bro? I'm a Christian, and you know what I'm saying? And I believe in Jesus. But, you know what I'm saying, sometimes mentally, it takes more than a Bible verse to pick me up, bro. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I give all praise to the Most High, but sometimes they just don't do it. You know what I'm saying? You got to try to find other things to just motivate and get you out of that slump.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I ain't going to lie, I discovered lately, and I didn't notice, the shit that we eat plays a heavy role in our mental health.
How you feel, sluggish. Yeah, you're right. It does.
Like, what type of shit you eat, bro?
Man.
Besides New York style pizza.
It depends on the day. I really like Chick-fil-A salad.
Okay.
All that stuff. Spicy chicken sandwich. Like, during the week, I really don't eat what I eat on the weekend. Probably on the weekend, I have some chicken wings or something, but I try to just cut certain things out at a certain time.
Yeah, like what?
I try my best not to eat cereal so much. Once you have one bowl, you have 10 bowls.
Yeah, especially when you're on that good ass weed.
I try my best not to keep going bowl after bowl, man, because that's so much milk, man.
Yeah, what? You still drink like regular milk?
Yeah. Probably a little cup of milk.
Man, you gotta switch to like that almond milk.
Almond milk.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to drink that thing.
You gotta get like the vanilla kind. Don't get the regular kind.
Like the sweet one.
Yeah, yeah. It tastes better. I don't fuck with none of it no more. Like I say, like I gotta watch what I eat. Hell, I'm on a diet now.
Yeah. What kind of diet?
Nothing crazy, bro. Just no fried food.
Okay, yeah.
No sugary juices.
Ooh, that's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Because I go get the fucking like zero calorie, no sugar juices. And it be like, it's juice,
but it ain't
juice. That shit don't be juicing like it's supposed to be juicing,
bro. Your brain just be going everywhere like, oh, shit, I don't even know if this is right or not.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That shit do not be juicing like it's supposed to, my guy. So I can't do it.
Coconut water is good, though. Coconut for that water. Juice. Yeah, to replace that, I feel like coconut water do the trick.
Don't like coconut water got like mad sugar in it, though?
Yeah, certain brands probably.
Cause the Jamaican spots be having like the best juice in the world, but that shit be having like 50 bags of sugar in each bottle, nigga. I be like, bro, that shit be good though. What's that flavor, bro? That damn brand, Tropical.
I think I know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, you talking about the juice.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Man, that shit be good as hell. Be having like the guava.
Yeah.
And they be having like the little
mango.
Yeah.
Ginger, sour.
Yeah. They be having like the little fly ass names that make you just want to drink this shit. Like, shit, I know I was supposed to not be drinking this shit. Nigga, this shit say pineapple guava, nigga. I ain't never seen a nigga miss the pineapple with the guava. God damn.
Yo.
Yeah, bro. So I try to stay away from a lot of shit with sugar in it, man.
Yeah.
And if I eat bread, I try to eat like wheat or like the 5-grain. Never just straight white.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that's it. And I probably cut down on beef.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
The type of red meat type stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that red meat, bro, that shit stay in your body so goddamn long,
make
bro.
Make you sluggish a little bit.
Yeah.
Depends how you eat it, too. If you eat it a lot, sometimes you can become, very lazy.
Yeah. I was at an event yesterday, man. A nigga had some oxtails in there, bro. I folded like some motherfucking laundry, nigga.
Check
runners. I folded so fucking fast. I was doing good all week. That nigga had them fucking eyes. It's like he had oxtails and he had like two different flavor of wings.
What the hell?
This way he fucked me up at, dog. The both of the wings, I asked the nigga, I said, so are your wings fried? That's how you know a nigga trying to make a sale. Yeah, they fried, but they ain't dry rub. Nigga, if they fried though, nigga.
That's funny.
I said, bro, what you rub? Come on.
What
man.
Is it?
Man, I guess how the shit prepared. Though. I don't know what the fuck, bro. The yeah. shit still fried though, my nigga.
Yeah.
I said, so what's not fried? He said, oxtail. I said, you motherfucker.
Please don't fry the oxtail.
Man, this nigga charged me $25 motherfucking dollars. I ain't getting but yeah, and I ain't getting but two goddamn oxtail.
At least was the rice in there?
See, that thing, I cut out rice, too.
Oh, yeah, the rice. Dang.
Yeah, I cut out rice, too, bro.
Woo.
And rice is so fucking good with
that's a diet.
With everything.
Yeah. Yeah, everything. It's one of those type of bonuses you put with that, mashed potatoes, maybe corn.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. Rice be good with so much shit, man.
You don't even realize it till you don't have it.
Yeah, nigga, you could damn near put some rice with some ice cream and that shit might be busting.
Some ice cream rice.
Right. Y'all don't want that right ice cream?
Crazy,
man. That's bro, funny. What is a food, no matter how successful you become, you will always eat that shit?
Probably I can sell fish with fried dumpling, plantain. Just give me that. That meal right there. I can sell fish, fried dumpling, plantain. And good. I'm good.
Bro, I be wanting some plantain so fucking bad.
Man, listen.
Oh, my
you
God.
You need something to make that plate just 1,000%. Add that, man.
And plantain fried, right?
Ooh, yeah, you can fry it.
And that, I thought, how they be making that shit?
Yeah, you make it fried.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't even eat that shit.
Yeah. You make it fried. Some people make it. It depends. Some people just make it like just the plain, the fried, like the coloring be from light all the way to dark, like the table.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Give me any kind of Jamaican food with like some yellow rice. Oh, man, I'm getting busy, bro.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm on the diet now, because I went like 2-3 months just eating bullshit.
Because
I was just like stressed out, trying to balance, having like 2-3 businesses going on, doing media, running my junk removal business.
Yeah.
Setting up appointments for the junk removal business. Setting up events for the fucking media. Setting up interviews for the podcast. Shit, doing marketing for the podcast. Bro, this shit was dry. Man, this shit is around the clock job, my nigga.
They don't know.
I ain't even gonna fucking hold you, dog.
They don't understand the work ethic, man.
Hell no. Like, nigga, when you fucking pulled up, nigga, when your people called me, nigga, I was just waking up. We supposed to start recording at fucking, what, 5?
Yeah, around 5.
Nigga, I woke up at 4:50. Nigga. Girl, I'm recording. I call your ass back.
Huh?
I'm at the private location. I call you back. Bro, like, yeah, man. But I love this shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, shit, when we get finished, shit, I probably got like an hour to kick it. And I got to head out and go do another event, some media shit, man.
Got to get some rest, man, for sure.
Yeah, what I'm going to do tomorrow, I got some. Tomorrow, I'm not even working. So I still be hands-on with the junk remover shit.
Okay.
Because I had a fucking driver, man, but that nigga goddamn, I get a nigga be getting too high and don't come to work or some shit.
They get comfortable.
Yeah, so right now I'm in the process of finding a new driver, and all I just want to do is just dispatch and set up all the appointments. You know what I'm saying? And just spend my days editing. Oh, and I ain't even add editing to the list.
That's crazy.
So, nigga, I just
named. That takes a while if people don't know.
Bro, what?
Editing, that takes a while.
You edited it before?
Yeah. Especially when I was younger, I used to do like gaming stuff and just edit. Even stuff like now when you're just doing promo for your music, you edit.
Yeah, what you got there? Got like the little editing apps on your phone and shit?
Yeah, when I was younger, I forgot what I used. I think it was Power Director or something. I think that was the name.
Yeah, Power Director, boy. That was like one of the first things I learned to edit on, Power Director.
It was very easy, very simple. It was fun, too.
Yeah. What's a skill you feel like naturally came to you that somebody else probably had to learn?
Skill. I don't even know. I can't even think of that right now. That's crazy. Probably play video games good.
Okay. Do you be on Twitch and shit?
Nah, I should. I should like make one with my homeboys because we be having fun when we playing 2K. It'd be like excitement and all that, yelling and all that stuff back and forth.
What other games you be on?
2K, Fight Night, FIFA.
Fight Night still on?
Yeah, they got like the last one I think on the game you could play.
On PS5?
I got Xbox. They probably got it on. No, I don't think it's PS5.
God damn.
Probably. I don't know. Is it? Nah.
Why you had to look at my PS5 and judge me like that on my nigga?
EA Games, right?
Yo.
So we probably got to look it up. Okay. I don't know, though.
FIFA, oh, they're that soccer shit, right? Yeah. I heard that shit fun as fuck.
It's fun, man. It's fun. It's one of those games you can definitely Twitch and just rock out.
Yo.
Yeah. I like that game.
Yeah, because I tried to tell myself I'm going to start having like, I be making myself have at least 1 or 2 days where I don't post no content and I just focus on me. Yeah. Like, do some shit that's
simple
gonna.
Stuff,
yeah, like play the game. But I end up like trying to call a couple vibes over here and then that thing it didn't turn to a party day.
Yeah.
So it like, damn, I still didn't relax.
Definitely not relaxing with the vibes around.
Nah, ain't no relaxing going on when the vibes pull up.
Yeah, man.
Ain't no relaxing when the vibes pull up.
Nah, man.
At all, bro. What's something else you do besides playing the game that just help you, like, take your mind off all this building shit, bro? You know what I'm saying?
My fault to cut you off. But probably like, make some beats. Mix and master as well, so artists will come around and I'll record their projects. I play the drums, piano, well, keyboard, I should say. I'm not that very good at the keyboard, but definitely great at the drums, I feel.
Yeah, okay.
I just gotta learn more feelings and stuff like that and practice more, but I feel like I'm very good.
Yeah. I fuck with the keyboard a little bit. I got one upstairs and shit. I only know how to play like 2 songs.
Yeah, it's hard. You gotta practice.
But I just use those 2 songs to impress a chick when she pull up.
Yeah, you can just play the.
We might come in here, bitch. We been drinking. Like, hey, let me play something for you. Knowing damn well this all in. They fuck me up, though, when they be like, probably be like, shit, play something else. Like, goddamn, you still want more?
Or play this song I know.
That'd
be the worst.
I'm trying to put in requests and shit. You are not impressed by this? I play the hell out of some goddamn John Legend all of me.
That's funny.
And that shit do not get the job done every time.
Right. They want some trap on the keyboard, some random stuff.
Man, these bitches want me to play goddamn Gucci Man. I think I love her. All kind of crazy ass shit.
That's comedy.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Check.
Man, that shit crazy, dog. All right, man, I'm glad you had it. Chance to come through and kick it with
man,
you, boy,
thank
man.
You, man. It's fun for sure, man. Coming back for sure.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Come back whenever, man. Tell them a little bit more where they can find your single at, dog, and what else they need to look out for.
Bounty and Michael Starr coming out. If you're seeing this video, it's probably out already, so look on Michael Starr on all streaming platforms. You know, check me out. You know, Bud Summer, Bounty Killer, Turn Up is out right now on all streaming platforms as well. My name is Michael Starr. You done know the thing, so.
You don't know?
Check.
But my Jamaican accent suck.
That's funny.
I don't know shit about Wagwan.
Wagwan.
Bad man.
check.
Man, a bad man, baby.
Check.
Be trying to hit that baby. You from Jamaica? Yeah, be my granddad from down there. What part? I mean, goddamn, you all in my business now. I be lying like a motherfucker.
You
gotta
say your granddad from there.
So that's the
icy. Yeah, now, motherfucker do be thinking I'm either from Africa or Jamaica.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? But
everywhere, for sure.
Yeah, it always good to just learn about some new culture, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, always, dog. Let me ask you one more thing before we leave. What is your dream country to travel to and why?
My dream country.
Yeah.
Probably somewhere in Africa to do a tour.
Mm.
And I don't even have to perform, just to help if they need my assistance. Probably build something they want.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, when I get that opportunity, get that money, definitely build a lot of stuff in Jamaica. Just some fun stuff, and I'm performing event, like, you know, arenas. I'm kind of mixed up on the word, but you know what I mean? Like soccer stuff, just like, you know, like soccer goals, basketball stuff, hospitals for sure. Just a lot of planning. And just,
yeah,
okay. I got a vision for it, but once I get it in my headspace, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Hey, do your shit, King.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm happy for you, dog. You know what I'm saying? You got good music, man, and you got good energy, man. When I met you, I said, man, I told Keem, it's Keem Unk, man. I said, hey, y'all got to get there and come do the show, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm a man on my word. I ain't going to Hollywood a nigga down and be like, hey, let go do the show. Then you call me and can't get in touch with me.
Yeah.
I ain't that type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because all we got in this world sometimes is our fucking word. You know what I'm saying? See, motherfucker probably don't remember everything about you when you leave this world, but they can't always go. They will always remember if you was a person that kept your word.
If it was solid or not.
Yeah.
I'll definitely remember.
And that's the shit that make you solid, keeping your motherfucking word. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully.
Check.
Mm-hmm. For all y'all niggas that be like, yeah, I'm about to come do the interview. Then I call you and shit, nigga, goddamn.
Check.
Sleep.
nigga don't even answer the phone for a nigga, boy. I be like, goddamn, bro, just say you ain't want to come do the show, my nigga.
And you catch them on live, they like, oh, yeah, hit me up in the DM.
Oh, no.
As soon as you hit they live.
Nah.
Lock them up.
Oh, nah, see, I ain't even finna hit a nigga on they live, man, goddamn. I feel like that when you really gonna play yourself. Like, nah.
Check.
Like, I'd rather nigga keep capping me down in person. You ain't gonna cap me down on live, nigga. Nah, I respect it. But that's just Hollywood talk, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it. Just Hollywood talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't take it personally either. Because at the end of the day, these niggas don't know me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes niggas just be looking at that shit. They be trying to, if they feel like if your platform ain't at a certain level, they don't want to come fuck with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's not really good either, though. Just because a platform might be here, what's saying that the motherfucker won't be like on some Breakfast Club $1 million worth of game shit in 3 months?
Yeah.
And now you niggas want to come back and fuck with the shit. Like, now you got to be a forward thinker. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about these niggas that be capping and shit. I'm talking about, like, just being a forward thinker with everything you do, man.
Yeah.
Like me, I love, like, interviewing people that you never heard of.
Yeah.
Because I want to goddamn build my platform off, okay, now you heard of these niggas. I want to come here. They got a voice here. You heard them at Check Runners. Go fuck with them.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm quite sure it's going to be people, your fan base going to be watching this, and it's going to be my followers watching this that didn't know about you, and now they want to fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how we help build each other up. See, now your people going to know about me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And bro, it costs zero money to be solid, bro.
Zero.
Moral to the story.
Mm-hmm.
I said all that to say this. It costs $0 to be a man of your motherfucking word, dog. You know what I mean?
Check.
And I'm going to leave y'all ugly ass with that. Hey, man. Big salute to the YouTube viewers. Big salute to the motherfucking Spotify listeners, Anchor listeners, Apple Podcast listeners, Google Podcast. Without y'all, there is no us. And always remember, when you do what you do, do it like you're doing it for TV. And we gone. You bitch. Yeah.
Check. 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 Check.